Welcome to Divine Inspiration by Dantisha James. Today we're going to talk about fighting back. Yes, that's going to be the topic, fighting back. I can remember as a kid, me and my best friend, it was when I was a childhood, her name was Melissa, we got into a fight. She scratched me on my face and I scratched her on her face. I forgot why we got in a fight, but later we was back friends. The topic of fighting is, I'm not talking about not the way that me and Melissa was fighting, but I'm talking about a spiritual fight. Yes, I'm talking about a spiritual fight. Did you know that we are in a spiritual fight? As a Christian, when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, the battle will start. There is a devil that we are no longer a part of, his world, or under his authority. We are under a new master, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we can't just sit back and do nothing, because he will destroy our families, our careers, our minds, everything around us. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is always about trying to destroy what you have established. Everything is good, he wants to split up. Everything is whole, that's going to loving, is going to go and produce some good fruit, he wants to destroy. And so, let's get into the Word of God. You ready to get into the Word of God? I am so ready to get into the Word of God. Let's go into Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The Word of God says this: "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. These who are not flesh and blood are demons over whom Satan has control. They are not mere fantasies. They are very real. We face a powerful army whose goal is to defeat Christ's church." Let me say it again. "We face a powerful army whose goal is to defeat Christ's church." So he ain't talking about denomination. He's not talking about your denomination, what denomination you in. No, 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 no. He said Christ's church, which is all believers, because we are all in Christ's church. We are all one unity to Christ. To God, we are just one. So let's keep going on. "These powers of darkness are spiritual forces of evil who energizes the ungodly, opposite the will of God, and frequently attack the believers of this age." So from every generation till Christ comes back, that is Satan. He's going to attack the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the good news is we got power over him. But a lot of believers don't know they got power over the devil. They don't know how to fight against the devil. So let's keep going on. So I hope and pray when you listen to this episode that you will learn how to fight back against the enemy for your family, for your children, for your job, for your mindset, just for life period while you're here on this earth. So let's keep going on. "They constitute a great multitude and are organized into an empire of evil with a rank and order." In Ephesians chapter 2:2, Amplified says this: "In which you once walked, you were following the ways of this world, influenced by this present age, in accordance with the prince of the power of the air, Satan, the spirit who is now at work in the disobedient, the unbelieving, who fight against the purpose of God." So although we are sure of victory, we must engage in the struggle until Christ returns, because Satan is consistently battling against all who are on the Lord's side. That's why God says in Revelation he hates lukewarm. He's not saying he hates you, but he hates lukewarm, because you can't serve two masters. Either you're going to be disobedient and serve the devil, and the devil's going to be your master, or you're going to know how to be obedient, let the Holy Spirit turn you and renew your mind each day, for God can turn you to be a Christian, for you can be obedient and filled with his Holy Spirit, and you'll be under his master. But there's only one master that we can be under, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, or the devil. Let's keep going on. And so we need supernatural power. We need supernatural power to defeat Satan. And God has provided this by giving us his Holy Spirit within us and his armor surrounding us. If you feel discouraged, remember Jesus' words to Peter: "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." In Matthew 16, verse 18. And so remember, God surrounds his children. We're supposed to put on the whole armor of God, and we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so being filled with the Holy Spirit, that's what gives us power to conquer the enemy. That's why he says, that's why he says that we can tremble over serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. But if we don't got the power of the Holy Spirit in us, and we're not being obedient and renewing our mind as a Christian, but just saying we're a Christian, let me tell you something, we're losing the battle. We're losing the battle because we're not filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not seeking our God. We're not renewing our mind. So we can't fight back against what's fighting against us. Let's keep going on. And so the gates of hell represents all the demons and evil strategies that Satan can marshal in attempt to destroy the church or to withstand its mission in the world. Number one, this does not mean that any particular believer, local church, fellowship of churches, or denomination will be immune to doctrine, error, or otherwise be overcome by sins or Satan's snares. Because Satan's always part of is trying to deceive people. And just because you go to church, guess what? Satan still goes into church. His evil spirit can go anywhere. I know you're like, why are you laughing? But it's true. His evil spirit can go anywhere. So he could be at the church before you even get there. And so we got to understand that if we don't get filled with the Holy Ghost and we don't start being obedient and renew our mind and have a really relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy can come in to deceive us. And guess what? Snatch us back into sin when Jesus Christ has already paid the price for us not to be caught up in the darkness no more. But because we're still weak spiritually and we don't know how to fight back against the enemy, guess what? He can get us deceived because we can do some error or we can't overcome the sin because we're not drawn close to God. Let's keep going on. So Jesus warned believers in churches of possible spiritual deception and failure. What it does mean is that in spite of Satan's doing his worst, the church that Jesus Christ is building cannot in the end be overcome by Satan. Let me say this again because it's very important. What it does mean is that in spite of Satan's doing his worst, the church that Jesus Christ is building cannot in the end overcome by Satan. So Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. At the same time, Peter and all other Christians are living stones who become a part of the structure of spiritual house, a spiritual house that God is building. So it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, in Amplifying, you believers, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. So you see that we are getting built up as Jesus Christ, as spiritual stones, spiritual houses in our body, in our temple. That's why it's so important for us not to walk in darkness, but walk into light and let the Spirit lead us, not our flesh desires. Because our flesh desires can lead us to Satan. Our flesh desires can lead us to darkness. Our flesh desires can lead us to sin and back into deception and the lies, and then it leads us to destruction and hell. My God. My God. All right, let's keep going on. So God's true church will not rise up in faith. God's true church will rise up in faith, authority in the power of the Holy Spirit to righteously assault Satan's kingdom in domain of darkness by delivering people from sin, delivering them from disease, delivering them from bondage, delivering them from oppression. The church that Jesus is building can never be destroyed nor successfully be resisted by Satan. So that's why God's children that's filled with the Holy Ghost, we got the spirit of boldness, we got the spirit of courageous, we got the spirit, no matter what it costs, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. Because no devil in hell can stop God's children that's filled with the Holy Ghost and that's following him. So let's get back into the Word of God. Let's go into Matthew. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. The Word of God says this: I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And so God's kingdom is to be entered. The keys represent the authority for entry. The keys are also related to the binding and loosing. Jesus, to whom the Father gave all authority in heaven and on earth, delegated his authority and represented it by the key. To Peter in the church for carrying out the Great Commission. This authority for proclaiming the gospel includes his delegated authority to bind and loose on earth. That's why he says whatever you bind on this earth should be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on this earth should be loosed in heaven. And so he gives us the key to the kingdom of God's children that we can do that on this earth. But we got to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we got to believe, not just talk about it. That's why the word of God tells us just not to be a hearer of the word of God, but we're supposed to be a doer. A doer is our action. What? How are we living our life? Are we just acting like, hey, I'm a Christian, but then still being like a devil child? That is called lukewarm. Oh my God. Let's keep going on. So in the spirit-filled proclamation of the gospel, the church has been given the keys, authority to bind demons and diseases and to loose the prisons of sin, addiction, and sickness from their bondage and captivity unto salvation, just as Jesus did while he was here on this earth. The binding and loosing is an already accomplished provision because of Jesus' finished work on the cross that is now released on the earth through the church to those who will believe in Christ and have faith in him. See, that's the thing about it. We can believe, but if we don't have faith in him, we can't have no power and authority over the enemy. We can't walk by faith. We can't move no mountains out of the way if we don't have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't be an overcomer or conqueror because we need the Lord Jesus Christ's help and his power and his spirit to be able to do that. That's why Peter them said silver and gold to the begging guy at the beautiful gate. He said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give unto you. What did he have? He had the power and authority. So the man got up. He got up. He couldn't walk. He got up. He jumped up because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, healed that man just like that. That's how much power and authority God's children have. But it's kind of hard to get that power and authority when we're not drawn close to him, but just on Sunday. Our God, we need our God every day. We need to seek him every day. We need to renew our mind. How do we expect to change and turn from our own wicked ways, our own sinful ways, with the grace of God helping us without renewing our mind? It's our mind that needs to be renewed. It's our mind that needs to be changed. It's our mind that needs to turn from our wicked ways. But remember, we got to seek. We got to ask. We got to seek. We got to knock. We got to ask our Heavenly Father for his help. We got to seek in his words like a treasure. That's what wisdom says. I don't give you wisdom. You get wisdom when you start seeking the word of God like a treasure, like you're looking for some kind of gold or some kind of silver. You got to keep seeking the Father every consistently day, persistently. And then he said, knock. He said, knock. He said, knock. Are you going to keep knocking? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Sister over here, I'm going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep knocking till every mountain come down because I believe my God can bring down every mountain. I believe my God could do anything exceedingly abundantly above it all that I could ever think. That's how much faith I got in him. I don't care what my circumstance says. I don't care what my situation says, but I believe what his words say, and I got faith that he can do it. So let's get back into the word of God. We're going to go into Acts chapter 8, verse 20 through 23. And it says this. Peter answered, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part of share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart, for I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. So everything has a price, seems to be true in our world. Bribes, wealth, and materialism. Simon thought he could buy the Holy Spirit's power, but Peter harshly rebuked him. Why? The only way to receive God's power is to do what Peter told Simon to do. Repent. Ask God for forgiveness. Be filled with his spirit. No amount of money can buy salvation, forgiveness of sin, of God's power. These are our only gained by repentance and belief in Christ as our Lord and Savior. In addition, Simon apparently wanted the ability for selfish reasons, to have power to make money or to gain prestige. God doesn't give us the ability to enhance our own lives. He grants us gifts so that we may bring him glory. Let me say that again. He grants us gifts so that we may bring him glory by building up others. When you find yourself wishing for ability that will put you into the limelight or somehow enrich you, you personally, check your motives. Instead of sitting around, instead of sitting around wishing for talents you don't have, spend your time serving God and others with the gifts you do possess. Don't focus on what you do not have. God already know what he put inside of you, what you should do. So you do what you can do and serve the people and help other people out. And stop being so selfish. There's no selfishness in the Christianity. It's not all about me, 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 me. No, 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 no. We are supposed to build other people up as the body of Christ. We should be building each other up. But what we try to do, we like to get caught up in our clothes, which is so cheap to God. We're so cheap to God because God's looking at our heart. He ain't worried about how we're looking on the outer being, because the outer being is going back to the dust. It's going back down to dirt. One more scripture I want to read. So in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to on you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so the power believers receive from the Holy Spirit includes courageous, boldness, confidence, insights, ability, and authority. The disciples would need all these gifts to fulfill their mission. As believers, we need all these gifts to fulfill our mission. The world will never, ever be able to give us confidence. The world will never, ever be able to give us boldness. The world will never, ever be able to give us courageous or the ability or the insight or the authority. It will never be able to do that. But our God can, with his power of his Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can experience the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Jesus had instructed his disciples to witness to people all nations about him. But they were told to wait first for the Holy Spirit. God has important work for you to do for him, but you must do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. We often like to get on with the job, even if it means running ahead of God. But waiting is sometimes part of God's plan. Are you waiting and listening for God's complete instructions? Are you running ahead of God's plan? We need God's timing and power to be truly effective. Number one, the Holy Spirit disclosed and makes more real to us the personal presence of Jesus Christ. Any witness to intimate fellowship with Christ will result in ever growing desire on our part to love, honor, and please our Savior. Number two, the Holy Spirit witnesses to righteousness and truth, which glorify Christ, not only with words, but also with deeds. We who have received the witness of the Spirit of Christ redemption work will necessarily manifest Christ's likeness, love, truth, righteousness in our lives. Number three, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the intention point whereby the Spirit-filled believers receive enabling power of the Spirit to witness for Jesus Christ and to be carriers of his life, hope, and forgiveness of sins to the lost souls that they can be saved. Number four, the baptism in the Holy Spirit can be given only to those whose hearts are turned towards God and repentance from their wicked ways. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit does not just give it to all believers. It's really our heart got to really be turned from our wicked ways. Because God knows our heart. He knows our motives. He knows everything. So he's going to give it to a child who's going to do his work. And so let's keep going on. Number five, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, a baptism into the Spirit who is holy. If the Spirit is truly at work in us in all his fullness, we will live in greater conformity to Christ's holiness. And so we only can win victory with the power of the Holy Spirit as believers in Christ. Without his power, we are defeated to win any battle against Satan. And so remember, we have the battle. Well, I mean, we have the battle. We can win the battle with Jesus Christ. But we also need to wait on the Holy Spirit, but we can learn how to be more like Christ and be less of ourselves. Because if we keep being like ourselves, we are deceiving ourselves and Satan's going to be our master again. So we got a choice we got to make. So which fight are you going to do? Because I'm going to fight for the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? I want to be a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that's a choice you do too. Thank you so much for listening to Divine Inspiration. Bye.